Like it or not, we all secretly keep a ledger in our heads. And each ledger has two sides, the credit side and the debit side, the good things we've done and the bad things we've done. And in our heart of hearts, we know absolutely that God has a keen eye on that ledger too. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Of course, we shouldn't think that way. God is a God of grace and of mercy, of love and of forgiveness. And yet, that ledger mentality can be so incredibly difficult to shake, can't it? Man, I blew things yesterday. God won't even want to talk with me, let alone bless me. I'd better keep my distance for a while. And day by day, that distance becomes greater and greater. Little by little, a short break from God becomes a yawning chasm so wide and so deep that you can't begin to imagine how you're going to traverse it. Jesus copped a lot of flack from the religious establishment back in the day for hanging out with prominent sinners like tax collector Zacchaeus and his mates. These were terrible people, cheating and exploiting their fellow Israelites in cahoots with the occupying Romans. But Jesus said, Luke chapter 19, verses 9 and 10, "Today is the day for this family to be saved from sin." Yes, even this tax collector is one of God's chosen people. The Son of Man came to find lost people and to save them. His point? He came for people just like Zacchaeus, the worst of the worst. He came for people just like you and me. He came to find us, to seek us out, and to save us. Something that he gave his life for. Jesus. That's God's word, fresh for you today. And not only did he come to save us, but also to give us a new life and the power to live that life. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our special edition book called Power Unlimited. To request yours, stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Again, that's christianityworks.com. May you be blessed as you receive God's word.